From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm John Itzde, sitting in for Steve Inskeep. Factional fighting broke out in western Afghanistan today. It did not involve al-Qaeda or the Taliban, but supporters and opponents of the warlord who rules the city of Herat. Many deaths are reported. NPR's Phil Reeves is following the story from Kabul. Phil, what happened in Herat today?
Well, the most important feature of the day was the death of the son of the governor of Herat. Ismail Khan is the governor of Herat. He's an extremely powerful man, and his son was today assassinated. That sparked off trouble in the city, which has claimed reportedly scores of lives.
And who assassinated him, do we know?
Well, there are various reports on that subject which contradict one another. One report says from the foreign ministry that he was leading an attack on government forces when he was killed. But there's another report, and that says that a top local Herat military commander killed him in a confrontation after the son went to the commander's home to sack him. And afterwards, the commander's forces and soldiers loyal to the son of Ismail Khan began fighting with machine guns, tanks and rockets for control of the city's main military barracks. And that led to a number of deaths, reportedly.
Has there been violence like this before in Herat since the fall of the Taliban?
By Afghan standards, Herat is considered to be one of the less violent cities. The bulk of the attention in the last few months and indeed the last couple of years has been on the south and the southeast of the country and the area around the border of Pakistan. That is where the Taliban and al-Qaeda and other anti-Karzai elements, by that I mean opposed to the government of Hamid Karzai, the interim or transitional president, have been active, and that's where the U.S. forces have also been active. So Herat, by those standards, has been relatively quiet, and it will be a matter of concern to those who are trying to establish stability in this country, especially in order to have elections here, that there is now trouble on the Western Front.
And what are the prospects for those elections, given this violence?
The elections are nominally supposed to be held in June. However, it is generally accepted that it won't take place then. The more violence there is in the country, the harder it will be to conduct a massive task of registering people to vote in these elections. They've only registered 1.5 million. There are another 8 million at least to go. So the violence will, of course, not help in that difficult process of trying to bring this country towards an election, towards a government that is regarded by the people of this country as legitimate.
NPR's Phil Reeves in Kabul. Thanks very much, Phil.
You're welcome.